You're listening to a podcast from 702.
24 before 12.
What's the tea?
Tell Clement.
On 702.
Okay, it's time for What's the Tea. Actually, Relebogile, I always bring you in on What's the Tea because listeners actually like your... Like,
really?
They don't even care about what I say. They're like, what did Relebogile just say? I agree with her. So here's the email we got today. Mm. Hi, Clement. I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year now, and each time we plan a vacation, I've realized that he prefers fancier and more expensive places than I do. Mm. For example, I would suggest a 3-star resort and he politely suggests a 5-star place, which is fancier and more expensive. And I can see that this guy is uncomfortable with my accommodation of choice. And yet, this is what my budget allows. I have since stopped suggesting places because I see his choices are out of my league. And I'd like to hear from the 702 family how they deal with similar situations where you and your partner or even friends, you know, in that equal footing in terms of the means and the financial might. And how do you deal with a situation like mine where I can't afford the fancier places, but I still want to suggest places to go to with my partner? Mm. Regards. Noni.
Noni.
So let me start with you. What are your thoughts?
I'm going to actually simplify it because it applies to something as simple as you and I, Clement, want to hook up and just go for a lunch or dinner date, right? Mm. But I know you're 5 times richer than myself.
So hypothetically, everybody, that is very hypothetical.
And then when we are discussing, and let's say I say, look, can I suggest Dopio? And you say, actually, there's an amazing place at the Saxon, right? Then I must be the one to say, yo, my budget can only cover so much. And if you insist on us going to the Saxon, you'll be the one to say, don't worry, I'll cover the balance.
Yeah.
And I'm her man. I don't want to stay at three-star places, but I'm happy to cover for the balance because I want to be comfortable. I'm exactly her man, but I'm the person who, even with my group of friends, when I know they're going through a tough month, I'll be like, Skawar, I got you.
Next time,
Dopio's on you. That's what I say.
But how do you do that without putting pressure on someone to start feeling like they're becoming a burden? In other words, if you and I are dating and I'm constantly saying, I would rather we do Mauritius instead of Zanzibar. I would rather we do, Brazil instead of Europe.
Yes.
You know, you're looking at the costs even. And then I'm the one that constantly saying, okay, fine. If you're saying let's do Zanzibar, I'm like, no. Actually, let's do Mauritius and I'll cover the rest.
Yes.
At some point, you want to feel like you're becoming a burden.
No, I got you. And also you still want to feel like you're contributing to the relationship, right?
Yes.
So the compromise I would say is, let's say, your partner's like, let's go to New York because it's very expensive in New York, right? And he says, don't worry, I'm going to cover. But be fair to say, babe, what do you feel like doing today? And then she can also contribute to be a part of the trip. So don't take on the whole thing.
Mm.
Be the one to also say, I know Mauritius wasn't your first choice, but here, take a look at the activities and then it's on you. So compromise, make it a balance.
Yeah.
The part about 5-star guys, 1,000 thread count Egyptian cotton sheets. I'm sorry. I will pay where I need to.
Yeah.
Like you said yesterday you went camping. I was like, we could never be friends.
Yeah, really?
I will glamp. I won't camp.
Yeah, listen.
Why must insects be biting me? Like that. Yeah. I feel like that's how our ancestors were living.
I ended up sleeping in my car. It was my first time camping with my cousins. And I was like, is that where we're sleeping? In fact, I had the BMW iX. I had the BMW iX at the time they borrowed me. And I slept in my BMW iX. I was like, you, bye-bye there, sleep there. But it was fun at the end of the day.
Let's be honest. Did our ancestors fight for our freedom for us to be camping outside with insects?
Okay. Thank you. 011-883-0702-072-702-1702. What do you think? Right? This listener says, I've got a partner, but this partner is always suggesting this fancy places and I'm always suggesting your 3 stars. And every time I'm feeling like even when we go to the 3 stars, my partner is not really comfortable with the accommodation, the choice of accommodation. And this listener says, I'm beginning to be worried now and I don't know what to do going forward. And I would say sit down with your partner. Communication is always important. And it's okay, right? It's okay to, I mean, Relebogile says Egyptian cotton, go 5-star, that's what you want. At least also don't put the burden on someone else who's suggesting something much lesser. So what do you think? Give me a call on 011-883-0702. It's 19 minutes before 12.
It's got your whole office talking.
What's the Tea with Clement Maniatella
on 702.
All right, it's 17 minutes before 12 o'clock. Let's go to your calls. Linda in Bramfisher, hi.
Hi, it's Clement.
Hey, Tada.
Sure, my man. No, my comment is based on this. You say, I hear your topic with the early Bohile. To say, yes, we are like in a relationship, you end up like, feel like you are adding to somebody else. You understand? I once involved in a certain relationship, you know, my man. Then it was, I think the lady was like earning like 5 times more than my salary. You understand? Then she was like, let's go to 4th Street in Parkhurst. Then I know Parkhurst. And I can't afford, I can't go there and pay the bill of Parkhurst. You understand? I'd rather go to KFC Chicken Licking either stairs. And having something to eat, you understand? We as a special guys, we don't want to fail. But if we feel intimidated, we end up like quitting to that particular relationship. So like saying, I'll contribute. You feel like you are not a man enough. You understand? You end up like, okay, let me get the people that we are insane.
At the same level. Ish. But, you know, Linda, the thing is, I mean, must you now, Linda, miss out on the love of your life and having an authentic, loving relationship with someone because you guys are not at the same level financially, you know? Because I think you've got to find a balance. I mean, if you love this person, Linda, and that person, they love you too, the fact that you guys are at different levels financially, I don't think should be a big of a problem. And maybe there must be a conversation on how do we accommodate each other? Because we're going to miss out on our lovers because we're thinking, okay, we want someone on my level. And you do get someone at your level, but you don't have the same connection with them as you did with someone who was much lower or higher than you financially.
The problem is where, Clement, the problem is nowadays, when it comes to relationship is based on what you have. What are you going to contribute?
Yes.
Then somebody might like, I develop the feelings. Meaning when someone is developing the feelings, she is not loving you, he is not loving you. Because you don't have to develop the feelings. You have to love somebody on a first sight, no matter what she has, no matter what he has. You understand? Once you develop, starting to develop, meaning you are reading something on him or her.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I mean... Yeah, it's a tricky one. Linda, I hear that. Thank you so much for calling. Let's hear what the other listeners think. And it's that term of dating within your text bracket, right? And I don't know if I agree. What's the point of getting someone who's in your bracket, but you don't have that genuine good connection with them like you do with someone who may actually be at such a lower level or who is completely out of your league? How does it work? Yeah, I'm 011-883-0702. I've got Noel in studio with me. You've got something to, because you have almost a similar experience, don't you? Noel, by the way, is shadowing me, has been shadowing me for a couple of weeks, and I brought him in studio to share his story. How does it work with your girlfriend?
So at first when we met, it was more of like she was surprised with where I would take her. You know, the hotel that I would take her to.
Yeah.
And by the way, she makes more money than me.
Yeah.
So, and for her, we decided that, you know, sometimes she would book a resort maybe, and then we would go there, and then I would look at it, and she would look at me and like, you don't like it, do you? Because the first time I took her, it was a nice one.
Yeah.
And then I learned to say, you know what, let's compromise so that I can make her feel like she's part of the of everything. She has an opinion because of the kind of hotels that she likes or resorts that she likes. I would take her to Sandton, and then she would take me to the bush. I would still enjoy it though.
Yeah.
You know. So I think it's a matter of compromise. It's a matter of understanding that You know, by the way, when she is the one who's taking me, she pays for that hotel.
Okay.
And when I take her to a upper class hotel, I can't expect her to pop up money because she feels like that's what she can afford. If somebody feels that they can afford a certain thing, then you let them do it. Yeah.
Mm, so there mustn't be an additional burden just because you want to go to a fancier place.
Exactly, yeah.
Ah, interesting. Let's hear what the other listeners say. Thank you for sharing that experience, Neo. Pule in Pretoria, what do you think?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Tada.
Sharp, sharp. Now I feel for mail, you should date someone that's within your tax bracket, because of now, as a male, your responsibility as a man is to provide, is to protect, is to have authority. Mm. Immediately, you let your woman have authority over your finances, over how you live your life, over how things are done in a relationship, it's going to be a problem.
Mm.
Because let me make an instance. You can buy a house now, ne? And then have a woman. And then, you can buy a house, get married, and then stay with your woman. And then maybe go drink for the whole night and then come back to your okay, woman can chase you out of your house. But if ever a woman has a house and then you're staying in with her, when you come back, you can't chase her out. She'll tell you, get out of my house, even if she's the one that's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Natural instinct.
Pule, I just feel like we put too much pressure on ourselves as men. Like, your job is to provide, is to protect, is to have authority. No, your job is to be a human being, right? And you've got a partner that you share this life with, and both of you are providing, both of you are protecting each other, both of you, because as soon as we start putting up this scale, Pule, of who owns this house, who does this, that's why then a woman can come in and think they have the authority to chase you out because they own the house. And that's why you would think you've got the authority to chase her out because you own the house. And I feel like that's the pressure we put ourselves under. And that's why a lot of men, Pule, I think, a lot of men are struggling out there because they've got this burden on top of them. Every time they find someone they love, they feel, my responsibility is to provide. Now they can't even enjoy that love because they're thinking, I'm not able to provide for this person. I would rather walk away. And no, live. And when you live with someone, you love each other and you hustle together, actually, I think that's what even gives more spark to that relationship, as opposed to having a scale of, those are your responsibilities and these are mine.
But then now that's fighting evolution, because it's the same as the fear of snake that we have now, ne?
Mm.
Even the apes, they have such fear of snakes as much as us humans do.
Mm.
And so that's natural evolution. So you trying to fit in a relationship that goes against your natural instinct or evolution, it's going to hamper you in a bad way in a long term.
Mm. Well, nature also evolves, and as human beings, we evolve. Culture evolves. Everything evolves, and maybe we need to get to a point where we're not too static and rigid about, you know, how things are, because they used to be done this way in the last 100 years or so. And maybe that needs to be our approach. But I hear you, Pule. Pule says that's just the natural evolution. What do you think? Do you get where Pule is coming from? Let's go to some voice notes and I'll go back to your calls.
Good afternoon, Mr. Manyatela. With regards to what's the tea, I think the lady should just, you know, that the guy can afford a little bit more than her. So whenever she chooses holiday destinations, she must just always bear in mind that this guy, he likes 5-star places. So even if it's her turn to plan the holiday, she must just choose within the 5-star hotels. The guy, I believe, he will just cover the bill. And then whatever she can be able to assist with, then she'll just mention that I can assist with this much, maybe plane tickets here or petrol there or food and whatever the case may be. So I think this is just a case of, you know, let's work with what we have. If your partner says 5-star, and that's what he can constantly always afford, then you go for the five star. And then you'll just be the other partner that just plans for the other miscellaneous things, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, that's it, right? And you can say, okay, where can I contribute, you know? So if you, when you wanted to take us to a three star, you wanted, it was going to cost you about, I don't know, 5,000 rand. And us going to my five star, it's costing us 10,000 rand. Maybe I pay for the five star and then you can just like pay some money on, I don't know, some drinks, some food, some activities. Right? That's the way to look at it. I think that could work. Let's go to Tembisa now. Neo, hi.
Hey, Clement, who's it?
Kimnat, how's it?
Shap, Abruaka, Erego, get disagree. Let me disagree on this one. Yeah? Men should be providers. Yeah? Men should be providers. And I have a daughter. Yeah? She cannot come to me and then say, I'm dating this guy who's unemployed. I'm going to tell her that, baby, you're crazy. You're crazy. Once, if you are dependent on a woman and then she gets pregnant and then she's got to take maternity leave, what are we going to do? It's nice when they hustle together. I agree. It's nice. And we will bond. Yes, we will bond. But as a man, it should be within you to say, I will be a provider. You must be on constant hustling.
Sure.
Not to say, I will wait for a woman who's okay, then you get. No, women don't want that.
Yeah, but I get it. You're not being intentional. No, you're not saying I'm only going to date women that are financial. No, you may in fact find a woman that you are at the same level with, but you're not able to, for instance, buy the house for the family. But you are able to say, babe, you and I can contribute and we buy the house. Why can't that be normal? Why must the pressure be as a man? I must make sure that the house is bought.
No. I that's not my view. That one I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
If both of us are working, of course, let us buy a house together.
Mm.
I cannot wear these burdens, ne? While you, my partner, are in a position to lessen them on me. I'm not saying that they should on the men's side. No, in that situation, it's for us. Therefore, let us go together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that's.
Let's go together.
Let's go together. And that's. I think we agree there, Neo. We agree more than we disagree. That's the point. I was just saying that I don't agree with this idea and the pressure we put of men to be these, you know, providers who. Because a lot of men now are stressed. A lot of men are depressed because they're in love with you. But for some reason, there's pressure to be a provider. So they feel they need to buy a house. When all about a house, they're in Bryanston. Men is like, I can only afford a 1.5 million rand house. You want a 4 million rand house. And you make the men feel like they're a failure because they're not able to meet that expectation. Yeah? Mtunzi, in Soweto, hi.
Yes, great. Yeah. I don't know. I think we as a nation have I'm missing the point. The point should be, we're not in a competition. Yeah, we're in a relationship. If I afford five star, then my baby take along. You know, the five star is like in my relationship, I provide 100%. I provide for the schooling. I provide for everything.
Yeah,
and I do not respect my woman less. I still account to her.
Yeah,
you know, for all the money we make, I'll say I make. But I would not be making it if she wasn't because of her support. I'm free to go out and hustle because of her support.
Yes.
You know, she provides me with a stable home. And as a result, I look at her as my equal. Because I look at her as somebody that should be spoiled.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't understand these modern relationships. Why is a need to compete?
Yes.
Creating partnerships.
Yeah. Because as you say, it's not a competition. Here's wrap up with the voice note.
Hi Clement, I wouldn't expect anyone to relax their standards, but I would definitely expect that person to be able to cover the difference instead of expecting their partner to cover the full amount of whatever lavish facilities they go to. So as long as they're willing to fork out some money, it's great.
7:02 afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja, 1 to 3 p.m.
Is there such a thing in South Africa that we refer to as health insurance?
Yes, there is. And health insurance is not, and I repeat, health insurance is not a medical aid. Health insurance is insurance. Those plans are generally limited in terms of the value of payout, and that value gets paid to the member who has bought an insurance policy.
Mark Hyman, CEO for MediCheck.
7:02 afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Let's walk the talk.
Are you ready to take up a management or leadership role? Then an MBA from the Tshwane School for Business and Society is for you. The TSB MBA is rated among the best MBA programs in South Africa and is one of the most affordable. The two-year program is offered on Saturdays to students in Gauteng, Mbeela, and Polokwane. Join a business school that strives to make a social impact. For more information and to take your career to the next level, apply now for the TSB MBA at tsb.ac.za.
Did you know that you can report police brutality and misconduct?
Really? Where?
At the Independent Police Investigative Directorate, also known as IPED. They are an independent body that carries out investigations against the police in an objective and impartial manner.
Wow! How do I contact them?
IPED has offices across the country, and you can dial their toll-free number on 0800-111-969 or email them at complaints@iped.gov.za.
Catch In Conversation with Relebogile Mabotja today.